This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is a wonderful place. The world is a crazy place. You got to do what you think you can do to protect yourself, your family, what is yours. Do it the right way. Do it the smart way. Think things through. Don't go off on a toot about things. Don't overthink things. I suppose that's part of what we have to kind of, we have to meter that here in terms of our discussions of the issues of the day, the events of the day, what people are talking about. On the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, the fact that we all want to continue to grow. I was talking about the economy and how that's growing despite all the crazy stuff going on. But I wonder about our boundaries when you think about how news media, social media sort of infringes on our boundary. How do you become strong enough to set your own boundaries, because that's really what you have to do, right? You have to decide what do you want to be influenced by and what do you not want to be influenced by. What did somebody tell you? Do you go into the bucket because somebody shares a rumor with you? Does your, you know, some people pay no attention to that stuff. Other times, people are influenced greatly by rumors. People declare that this is the way it is, and it's not really the way it is, so people get all worked up about stuff. I'm thinking about that with regard, among many things, but I was thinking about that with regard to the baby formula stuff and how, at first, my approach to it was, how could we let one company control baby formula? And then you think about how in other circumstances, other businesses, one company basically, or a few companies, like they're controlling interest in seeds. What are we going to eat? That sort of thing, controlled by, you know, it's dangerous stuff, but yet is it impossible to work around? No. You can find other seeds to plant in your garden. You can find baby formula if you look for it. Not easy, but because Abbott has made it difficult to have other people, they bought up all the other sources. Although, wasn't because we always thought about the first baby foods that were made were Gerber baby foods, right? Back in the day, the Gerber company was the first one.
I don't know if it was the first, but that's certainly the biggest, right? Isn't that the biggest brand?
Right. So how come they don't make baby formula would be my question. If they're in the baby food business, I don't think they do. I think Abbott somehow or other the formula. So why don't they come up with another formula?
Well, Abbott's one of like only three. Abbott's the largest, and then there are two others, and they're going to all be testifying in front of Congress because this was such a major, you know,
a mess.
Up. Yeah. But I think that there were smaller companies along the way that Abbott kind of gobbled up, and so that definitely created a major problem. But I don't know if Gerber ever, I don't know if Gerber makes more than just like the jarred baby food. I'm not sure. But they're definitely going to have to testify. It's Abbott, Gerber, and Reckitt, which I'm not familiar with Reckitt. But they're going to, they'll all be testifying before the committee.
All right, now, this is not meant to sound like I'm an egomaniac or my son is fabulous, blah, blah. But it was kind of creative. Remember, no, you don't remember because you weren't in on the call. But I had a number when I was at my sister's this weekend. We called up Brendan and we're looking at Mac. Hey, there you go. There you go.
There's okay.
There's homage to Mac. Well, I was thinking about Mac and how this all fits together. Mac is 2 years old, right? Isn't he two, a little over two?
No? Yeah, next month he'll be two.
Okay, two. Okay. So, and my second grandson, Jasper, is beginning to eat solid food. But they're fixing it themselves. They're not buying Gerber baby food and feeding it to the grandson. They're taking broccoli and they're taking whatever hard food it is and they're
it's
matching
a big trend.
It up.
They have baby food or
a lot of parents
now.
Do that.
Yeah. They steam and smush.
So,
or the baby led weaning where you start giving kids a little bit more solid stuff as long as they're up to the task of eating it.
Right. Okay, so then why can't that be the same in the baby, in the formula department?
Because not all babies are old enough to do that. Jasper's like, what, 8 months old?
No, I'm not talking about eating solid food. I'm talking about making your own formula. At some point in time, this was manufactured. Before that, babies didn't die
when
they
weren't
breastfed.
Someone sent me an OG, because doctors are saying don't make your own baby formula, right? Don't do it. But I did get on, because we were talking about it on my radio program yesterday in Los Angeles, and someone sent me from like the 1960s, like their prescription that they received from the doctor as to how to make your own. And it was really, it was interesting to see. It wasn't that hard. It was like milk, or it was evaporated milk and water and... was it honey? I can't remember. Something like that.
Yeah. Evaporated milk has so much sugar in it.
Well, and now today they say don't give babies honey until they're at least 1 year, 1 year old.
Right.
But it was interesting to see. And then they also said that you're supposed to do water twice a day. What else is on there? And then juice. So you're supposed to take like one part orange juice to three parts water and do like a juice mixture as well. It was interesting to see how things have changed so much.
Well, I don't know. It just seems to me that you can be clever and creative, do a little research, and don't be so damn dependent on a doctors who say that you must get stuff. There's got to be a way for people to become a little bit more
independent. Oh, no, it wasn't honey, by the way. It was Karo syrup. That's what it was. It wasn't
honey.
That's
not good for you. Karo syrup is not good
for you. Well,
that's
what it was. It wasn't honey.
Yeah. It's
from the 60s, so yeah. I mean, that's a lot of sugar. That's
Karo syrup is as bad as it sounds. But pretty much, I remember trying it a couple of times as a teenager and thinking, ooh, because I liked waffles and pancakes and stuff, so we had homemade syrup, but when we ran out, I think there was some Karo around and I tried it and it was just beautiful.
Is it like high fructose corn syrup?
Yeah, that's a good comparison, Victoria. Yep. Yeah,
that's what
comparison.
It sounds like it is. So, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say, Jen, that's nice that someone had that to send to you, but I would not recommend making that for me.
No, it was just cool to see it. It was on, like, this old-fashioned prescription for it. It was really cute. It says, your baby weighs blah, blah, blah. Your daily prescription is, and then it, like, went through what you were supposed to do for the kid every day. It's funny.
Yep. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's have a couple of stories that have to do with flying in one way or another. That Boeing 737 that was owned by China Eastern Airlines crashed a couple of months ago. Everybody on board was killed, seeing the video of the plane going straight down at 800 miles an hour, hitting the ground, making a 60-foot deep hole in the ground. Not much left. Apparently they did find the black box, and it indicated that there was some kind of mutiny going on in the front of the plane, the cockpit, that's what they record.
Well, it wasn't a mutiny. It was one of the two pilots who downed the plane. So
he had to either kill the other pilot or they had to somehow or other, is a mutiny if somebody does what they're not supposed to do.
Well, I think we think of mutiny as like passengers, someone storming the cockpit. That's not what happened with the black box so far. I mean, this is, the Wall Street Journal put out a report. They cited preliminary assessments from U.S. officials from this black box data. And
get that, though? The Chinese aren't good at letting that stuff out. I don't know.
International aviation agreements, I'm sure. I'm sure it's something under that jurisdiction. But anyway, they shared the information with the international community. And it shows human input orders to the controls that sent the plane into the dive. So someone definitely, it wasn't an accident, it wasn't shot down, one of the two pilots deliberately downed the plane, which is horrible because it was such we all remember watching that video. It's chilling.
Yep. Not something you'd like to hear. You couldn't even imagine what it has to have been like for those people in there.
Right.
Meanwhile, other flying news in a manner of speaking, Congress had its first public hearing on UFOs for, what,
did you watch it?
50
years?
It
was so cool.
what did you take away from it, Jennifer?
Well, it was only an hour. It's very short. It was a subcommittee hearing. A lot of people think it was set up just to distract a bit because it was just it should have been, I think, longer. This was the first hearing like this publicly for 50 years. And so I think we're well overdue. But they had somebody really high up in the Navy, and they had an undersecretary at the Department of Defense, I believe, who testified before the subcommittee on intel. And it was interesting. They showed they released some videos that you'd never seen before that had not been released to the public. And they're like these three triangles kind of dancing around on the screen. There was also another green, like, little thing that couldn't be identified.
Green
and
people.
They talked about why it's important to them that their number one priority is to make sure that air travel is safe in the country for both passengers and civilians and for the military. And they say having things floating around in the air, they have to investigate all these claims to make sure that everything is safe. And then
wait a minute. Hold on a second. On his very face, that's a stupid statement. They can't control the UFOs. They don't even know what
UFOs
are.
No, but they're saying they investigate to say if they are UFOs or if... We always think UFOs are like from space.
They can't tell the UFOs, hey, get out of our airspace.
No. But what they're saying is they investigate to see if it's another country messing with our airspace, if it's... You know what I'm saying? They're seeing if it's otherworldly or if it's
China
coming
and Russia
from
specifically.
China. Right. Yeah. And so they investigate all those claims, and they say they've been trying to destigmatize people from coming forward with those claims because they say it's important for our security, and then also to investigate, you know, what possibly could be and what's unexplained. But what was interesting is that, as per usual in a government hearing, they don't oftentimes tell you everything that you want to know. I can't remember who it was. It may have been Gallagher, Representative Gallagher. Don't hold me to that. But he asked a question of the Navy commander, and he said, does the United States government have in its possession any wreckage that cannot be explained or identified or attributed to any world government agency, basically?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that crashed on land, that's what he said. And the guy said, no, we do not currently have anything unexplained that crashed on land in our
country. Not true.
Okay.
Not true.
Don't so then they said, well, wait. So then he says, do you have anything that crashed into bodies of water or oceans in your custody that is unexplainable? And he said, we'll save that answer for a closed-door session.
Oh, snap.
Well, the other thing, apparently, that's yes.
Yeah, that's a yes. So the other thing that's kind of odd, they're not UFOs anymore. Did you guys catch that?
No, they're UAEs or
UAPs.
What are they now?
Unidentified aerial phenomena. So it's not
even
a UFO
space is
anymore.
Woke.
Yep.
Woke. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Jennifer.
Aliens are woke now.
Yeah.
Yep. Aliens are us. We're all actually aliens. You just didn't know it. 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissants for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates, covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
Calatrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Extend-
Dendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, updating you on what Christopher Maloney's butt looks like. Apparently that's a big subject of concern on social media. I didn't realize he had that much, he is that popular a butt.
He's a zaddy.
Zaddy, what's a zaddy?
Zaddy is like a hot daddy. It's like he's like one of the original zaddies of the internet. Because he keeps it tight. Like, how old is he? But he is ripped.
Well, yeah, and that bubble butt is not new news. But how he gets it is why people are talking.
Right.
Really? Okay, his arms are pretty jacked, too.
Yeah, he does have a good physique. He works hard for it. He is against going to public gyms. Not that there's really anything wrong with the public gyms. There's something wrong with the people who go to public gyms that insist on working out with their shirt off. He hates that. Or that won't put the equipment away that they're using. And he says that his OCD will kind of just end up having him, instead of focusing on his workout, he's picking up after people. Like, they won't put the weights away, so he's putting all the weights away. So he prefers to work out in his own gym. However, at his own gym, his own private gym, there are no rules, and he works out naked, and he does not block out the window.
So he doesn't like shirtless, but naked's fine.
Naked's
no, at the public gym. He doesn't like shirtless at the public gym. But when you're at your own home gym, he's like, hey, all the rules are off. The only rule he has is that if he's working out with his wife, she is not to talk to him. He cannot be bothered by anyone. He wants to focus. He puts on these big headphones and kind of shuts out the world. But, yeah, he works out naked, and he does not block out the windows. So if you're in his neighborhood, I'm
Where
just saying.
Where does he live? I got some extra binoculars.
They've got two homes. I have a little insight here because he and I were next-door neighbors for 3 or 4 years in Santa Monica. And so I remember his wife, first of all, he was not as physically fit then as he is now. He wasn't bad, but he just wasn't, he didn't focus on it like he does now. His wife did, however. His wife was absolutely obsessed with her body and working out, to the point where when they had children, they had a surrogate to do it. They had two children. They both were born with surrogates because she didn't want stretch marks on her belly.
Did she actually say that, though? Because that's a huge accusation against women, and a lot of women have fertility issues.
She didn't.
She maybe made a joke about it, but a lot of women, you know, that's the sense.
Well, let's just say it seemed that the priority was to keep her body in shape. Did she ever whisper in my ear, well, I really can't have children? No, she didn't do that. There was a Christmas party at their house one year that I went to with all the stars from, at that time he was still in SVU, so they were all there. I remember Dan Florek, who played the captain, who was so quiet. It was amazing. And the reason he lived in LA, it was a lot of these guys do. Shows produced in New York, they go back and forth every week from LA to New York, and he just got tired of doing it. Maloney didn't, and so that's why it kept going. Now, there are a lot of stars that do that, frankly, a lot of actors. But anyway, his wife just, it was very obvious that she wanted to have everything uptight and out of sight. So whether that influences at this point, he is, what, when was that? And so he's 20 years older than he was when I knew him then. And so at that point in our life, I'm maybe a little more concerned about my body than I was then as well. I think that happens with age. Ladies, you more concerned about your body now than you were when you were 10, 15 years younger than you are now?
When I was 10.
Really? Apparently not. All right, well, so much for that theory. 28 past the hour.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is voting today on a bill to help ease the baby formula shortage. It will give emergency authority to the WIC program. That means people who rely on WIC vouchers for food assistance could use them for any brand of formula and not be restricted. This as these moms in Portland, Oregon say it's been a struggle for months to get formula.
I posted on Facebook. I have my dad looking at Walmart in Mexico. I have my friends and family looking.
I've gone to four or five stores in a day looking for formula.
Gas prices jumping another 4 cents overnight. The record high for regular in the United States is now up to $4.56 a gallon. The highest prices are out west, where the statewide average in Alaska, Hawaii, Oregon, Washington, and Nevada are all over $5 a gallon. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
With coronavirus infections rising nationwide, health regulators clear another COVID-19 shot for younger children. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis has the details.
U.S. regulators have authorized a COVID-19 booster shot for healthy 5 to 11-year-olds. They hope the extra vaccine dose will enhance their protection as transmissions increase in portions of the country. The last hurdle? The CDC must decide whether to formally recommend the booster for this age group. Its scientific advisors will meet on Thursday.
Oklahoma is joining a coalition of 21 states in a lawsuit against the Biden administration and hopes to keep Title 42 in place. Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor tells Fox News Title 42 is needed to keep his state safe and keep drugs out of the country.
There are 6 cartels in Mexico that are selling human beings and drugs into America right now. And I'm told by the Border Patrol that the cartels make $100 million a week selling human beings into America. And we've got to shut down those borders.
Apple is modifying its plans for workers to return to the office. Instead of 3 times a week, it'll be 2. The company is also offering some who feel uncomfortable about coming back the option to work remotely. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body that constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour. Yes, you are tuned in and turned on to the DJV program, the enemy of truth decay. That's what we have going on here. We're after the truth. It's factual. Everything is satisfactual. I'm the Dougster with Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. A little bit of food news. Well, now let's do some COVID first. I think that's important to get out of the way what Pfizer is doing. The booster now approved for children 5 to 11. What was the mystery in this? I don't remember all of these things. Okay, well, they have to see if they're okay.
Well, the testing, yeah.
How do they test? They find volunteers 5 years old. Hey, kid,
yeah.
You want a shot? See if you die or you'll be alive. What's the incentive for somebody to take a shot?
They get paid, I guess. They pay parents.
Wanted.
I mean, these vaccines are already, like, look, these vaccines are... how long has it been now? It's well over a year,
2 years.
Right?
What? Oh, yeah. The vaccines? Yeah. Well,
yeah. It's not like it's anything new. They just probably are testing out, because little kids get a much smaller dose than adults do. So they're probably mm-hmm. testing that out. But, yeah. So did it get approval now?
Well, yeah.
Are they seeking
it's all set.
Approval?
Nope. They're all set. Authorized to do it. So as far as COVID is concerned, the number of people in the big cities who have some kind of a problem are, those numbers are rising, New York especially. So now there are people talking once again about reinstating the indoor mask mandate. Wouldn't you think people would be smart enough to be able to figure out on their own whether they want to wear a mask inside or whether they think, or do we not trust that to people? So we're going to have the government tell us we need to wear a mask.
Well, like we were talking about in the tech report, Apple in their corporate offices are now asking employees to wear a mask in common areas of the office.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in your own office and you can close the door, you don't have to have a mask on. But if you're wandering around in common areas, you know, they want people to wear a mask. I think a lot of companies in New York will probably adapt to something like that. So it's like you're not wearing a mask all day, all the time, but if you're going to be out and mingling with people or on transit, I think you still have to wear a mask if you're on the subway or on a bus or a train.
Isn't that a good idea?
I think that's a great idea. I would definitely wear it even if it was voluntary. Yeah,
you'd think, people would be smart enough to do it.
There's no ventilation in the subway.
No, none whatsoever. So, anyway, the number of in-home tests, we're conscious of this because we're all going to Los Angeles next week to receive the Gracie. I'm not going to receive it. The ladies are. Jennifer and Victoria and Jay have won a Gracie Award, which I'm looking over the program. We actually, because there are so many winners, we won't go up on stage, but they'll play stuff, apparently, for the audience that would indicate why you ladies won the prize that you did. And you all have your own statues.
It's probably a
like
clip
Oscar.
Of us making fun of you, if I had to guess.
Probably. Yeah, I'm going to guess that's probably right. So the reason I bring it up now is because we're going to all have to be tested or be in some way. We have to have proof of our vaccination, yada, yada. And one wonders are we living with this now forever? Is this just a part of up and down the routine is? The kids that have grown up with this, my grandson, Miles, he's grown up with it. If he has to wear a mask, he doesn't say boo. He just puts the mask on. Doesn't think about it. It's become part of his life, his routine, because that's what he's known for the past 2 years as he starts to really develop into a young man. And so if it is normal, I guess it's okay. I think it's a sad thing that we've had this in the first place and nobody's ever held a Chinese accountable for this still. The Chinese have not been held accountable for this virus. There's one thing that's been done. I can see we have some active issues with bringing our businesses back to America, but the rest of the world, are they trying to do something to hold the Chinese accountable? I don't see it. There's so many distractions anyway. The Ukrainian situation being what it is. Now the economy, so they kind of have...
I don't think China doesn't love all this. In fact, I would think the reason that they encouraged Vladimir Putin to invade Ukraine, which is what they did, is because they knew the rest of the world would be forced into spending money. And now what happens? The only one that is stronger today than they were in February of this year is China. They're not being affected like Europe or like the United States that keeps handing over a lot of money to Ukraine. And look, there's a reason to do it, but at the same time, it's also really weakening our economies and the world economy. I don't know. Who benefits is the question.
Then the other thing, the weakening of our educational system, not that it wasn't already pretty weak, because it is. Public schools lost, a couple of million students in the last couple of years because they've switched to in-home schooling. Or they just dropped out of school.
For a couple of reasons. It's not just that they're dropping out of school. Parents were kind of, I think, at least in a couple of my friends who have kids, they were appalled by the lack of good curriculum in the school.
Yeah, it's terrible.
The amount of wasted time.
Yeah.
The crazy kind of political stuff that happens in the classrooms. In California, we have a really aggressive sex ed program that talks about all sorts of things, including relations with animals and, like, different things that you would, like, that adults don't even talk about.
What happened to
that has gone through the public school systems. And so a lot of parents are saying, you know what, we're going to either take out to go to private, or homeschooling is huge all of a sudden in California. And it's hippy-dippy, so, you know, there are a lot of hippy-dippies that are doing this. It's not all
but if you're not sending your child to public school, then you shouldn't be paying in terms of your taxes. This is wrong, wrong, wrong. If you have no children in public schools, then you should not be paying to send your children to a public school. I've maintained that for a long time.
Yeah, but the problem, though, is what that does, though, and your daughter-in-law actually talked about this on social media a while ago, that her own parents pulled her from school and moved her into a private school, and she said, actually, in hindsight, it would have been better had they kept their resources in the public school and made it better instead of just pulling resources out and moving to a private school. And that would happen across the country, where public schools would just get even worse. Now, I've always said I don't think that your property taxes should be tied to the local school. I think if you in the state, whatever state you're in, it should be evenly distributed so that all schools are treated equally, not just schools are better when you live in a richer neighborhood. I've always maintained that that is super problematic.
I don't know how it is in other places, but I know in California, all the property taxes, they don't stay in the community. They don't go to certain schools. What they do is they give each child a certain amount of money, essentially, and the only way the public school gets paid is if the kid shows up. That's why they're desperate to have kids show up, even just for attendance, and then they don't care if kids go home. They just want them there and
counted for
attendance.
Problem. That's a huge problem.
And
when you have funding that has all these different strings attached, you're not going to get a good result.
Getting the results. We're not getting what we're paying for. The public school system, generally speaking, sucks. So this is why people are opting out. Never mind, I think pandemic has pushed them to doing it, but there is no, you know, you can't write anymore, you can't add, you're so busy talking about other things that are socially impactful instead of learning the basics. And parents are getting fed up with it, as well they should.
There's a plan that's really catching fire in California. They tried to get enough signatures to get it on the ballot this year, but they rushed it through too much. So they're reorganizing to get it on the ballot in 2024, and it's California School Choice. And so basically the idea behind that is taking the idea that every kid in the state has a certain amount of money behind it each year based on the amount of revenue driven by property taxes. So instead of giving that directly to the public schools based on attendance, what they're going to do is give that to the kid in a savings account, essentially. So the parent can then use it to send their kid to public school, private school, a charter school, or homeschool. And if they don't spend all the money on education, they can put it into a savings account, which would pay for college. So it's the way, reason I think that's kind of good, and there's something to it, is if public schools were forced to compete, as I think they will be the more they start to lose attendance, that forces them to do better. It forces them to be competitive. It forces them to stop just passing kids through that don't know how to read or do math.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all about competition, right? And that creates competition in the education market. I hope that there's more traction to that. I hope they can get it together, because I think there's a lot of people interested in it.
I wonder how this would work if you spread it around a little bit. I see that Walmart has created a new program to fast-track recent college grads into positions with Walmart that would lead them to becoming store managers, because they got a real problem with the hierarchy. They're hiring a lot of people, but the people are grunts. They aren't management material. So Walmart is piloting what they call College to Career, a training program that's open to recent college graduates, set the aim for them to move into stores and become bosses within a couple of years. Not a bad idea, actually. It addresses the problem that a lot have had to this point, i.e. Getting out of college and not having a job. Now, that's not a problem, but Walmart's probably having a hard time getting people to manage their stores, so this is a way to bring them in and move them up the ladder. But can you imagine running, let's say you graduate from college and you're 21, 22, and you get into a Walmart program and in 2 years you're running a store?
I think that's incredible business experience to have at an age like that. I mean,
right.
And it's no joke to be a manager of a Walmart.
Right.
I mean, I don't even think that's funny.
That's
really, really
can
good.
A 24, 25-year-old handle managing?
Some can.
That's right. Maybe it is an age thing. Yep.
Well, starting that's what the training program's for.
Yep. Starting pay for these people is $65,000 a year. So that's probably fairly competitive for a starting role in that business, is it not? They're going to put 1,000 people into the program the first year. And so here we go. They've raised pay for their truck drivers, which is very, I mean, they have to. They have their own fleet of trucks, and they're going to have plenty of problems putting fuel in them. They don't need to have a hard time putting drivers in them. So they're paying the drivers better than so. One wonders doing this. Kind of reminds me of the business about JetBlue and Spirit and all these airlines that were inexpensive, Southwest. And then they got into the reality of being in that business, and now everybody charges the same. Doesn't make any difference where you're going or what the airline is. Very few, it's a couple of bucks here or there difference, but they're all the same. And so is that going to happen at Walmart? Will Walmart become like Target or become like other big box stores having to charge more money in order to stay in business? They keep, I wonder that about Amazon too. They keep talking about how inexpensive it is to do this, that, or the other thing. And is it really, when you get down the road, everybody's got to pay their basic expenses. And so that means that the level playing field, or at least it becomes a level playing field. And I think that that's true. You see that when you are looking to buy or involve yourself in some sort of iPhone or that kind of communication. I went to two Verizon stores yesterday because my flip phone died. So I want a new flip phone.
Is that why you were in a bad mood when I talked to you yesterday?
Uh-oh.
I had just come out. You're very perceptive, Jennifer. I love you.
I know.
You know me very well. I had just come out of the second store, and I was ripped.
I knew it.
I was
ripped. So what happened? So
I go into the
wanted
first
a new
store.
Flip phone.
Yeah, yeah. They don't have any flip phones anymore. You have to go.
What a shock.
Go to a private retailer or something like that. Okay, so I go down the street to the private Verizon retailer, and I go in and I ask a bunch of questions. And the guy said, you know what? You should really leave. I looked at him. I said, what? He says, you're not obviously happy with the service or with your contract, so why don't you just leave? And I said, do you want me to call your boss and tell him to say that? He said, I am the boss. So the boss at the Verizon store said, you should go away. So, you know what?
Go to T-Mobile? Is that what he meant?
That's exactly what he meant. 48 past there. What a way to run a business, huh?
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave Marin, Rivière de Guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hello?
Congrats.
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here we are. The Graphic Zone. It's the DJV program with Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend, the host of the petshow.com is the website. The Pet Show is on, been on 40 years now. Warren is 41. Excuse me. It seems like just yesterday it was 40. So here we are. Here is a man who talks to people every weekend about their dogs and their cats and their wolverines or whatever else they have in the house that's their pet. So you must have gotten some really awful calls from people about real problems. So you, when you think back about the worst calls that you've ever gotten on the program, is the content or the caller? What's the arbiter of the worst call? How do you decide what a really good call is and what a really bad call is?
The worst calls always come from pet guardians that blame their pet for everything. The dog pees on the floor. It's not because I didn't walk him. It's the dog wanted to pee on the floor. The dog chews their shoe. Dog didn't like my shoe. Nothing to do with the fact that you didn't leave anything else with the dog to play with. So those are the worst that I have to deal with. People always blame their dog or blame their cat. And I always tell them, like any good therapist, when in doubt, blame mom and dad. And I convince them that the problems that they're having with their dog or cat are basically their fault. And that's what I try. But those are the worst calls. When they can't accept the fact that their dog or cat is behaving a certain way due to something they're doing wrong.
Wow. Okay, that's a reflection or deflection, perhaps. Now, the next thing, there's a survey of veterinarians who operate on dogs to get things out of their stomach. You know, with cows, we put a magnet in the stomach of cows. You know that, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah, you put a magnet in the first stomach of a cow has a, with good dairy people, they put a magnet in there because the cows eat various things. I remember once at an autopsy of a cow, they took the magnet out. The magnet's about an inch long, pretty thick. There were spoons, there was wire, there were all kinds of metallic things that were stuck to this to the magnet, and the reason they do that is to keep the stuff that the cows eat from going into the rest of their system and ripping it up. So anyway, when I think about that, about weird things, but I wonder about dogs and cats when vets operate on, what do they find?
I have a list for you. Number one, one vet found a dog that swallowed four tennis balls at one time.
What?
Not one, not two, but four tennis balls at one time. An earplug. This one I don't get. A finger puppet with help me eyes that appeared on the x-ray. So the dog
That's good.
The dog swallowed a puppet. Obviously, the eyes are made out of something that glowed. And when they did an x-ray, the vet had these two eyes staring at him. Plumber's tape. Pink glittery underpants. I don't know why it had to be pink and glittery. The dog ate underpants, but the vet said it was pink glittery underpants. Assorted garbage.
Peach, on his part.
Peach piss. And here's one that's really scary. And, you know, we're joking, but this can be really dangerous. A dog ate an entire bottle of Gorilla Glue.
Ooh.
You know that glue? And it expanded in the dog's stomach. They were able to save the dog. But, and followed by diapers and soap as well.
Gross. Gross.
Yeah, so in other words, but also take a look at if your dog is chewing all this stuff up, number one, what is it doing lying around the house? Number two, I don't care where you put your panties, but leave them out of your dog's reach, okay? and also, the important thing is that obviously your dog is not getting the mental stimulation that they need. Dogs chew to calm themselves. Dogs chew to entertain themselves. Dogs chew because they're bored. Dogs don't chew because, oh man, you know what? Those tennis balls really taste good. If there's nothing else around, that's what they're going to focus on. So I'm a firm believer in rotating your dog's toys every other day, making sure they have plenty of them, and also make sure, this may sound a little eccentric, and heaven forbid, Doug, you know me. At least once a week, because I have people coming in and out of the house, at least once a week, I will get down on all fours, I will crawl around my house, and I will make sure there's nothing dangerous for Molly and Willie to get into. I'll look at, you know, cabinet open. Can they open this cabinet? Is this door open? Is this lying around? Is there something on the vacuum cleaner that can open? So I think it's really important to understand that when you have a pet in the house, it's kind of like having a toddler in the house. You have to really be sharp about making sure there's no danger.
Absolutely. Exactly. I have a corner of the den where all of her Daisy's toys are. Every once in a while, she'll run into one of her beds and grab something, shake it around, and throw it up in the air as if she wanted me to catch it. And her routine when she gets out of bed in the morning is jumping off the bed down the stairs, and she'll run around in front of the bed. She'll pick up my socks, and she'll throw them up in the air, and then roll over on the rug, and then pick up another one of the socks and throw that up in the air. And she just loves it, and she'll look at me.
They play with that. Hey, let me leave you with this note. Doug, we are in the wrong business. We thought radio would be a great career.
Yes.
The pet pee pad business is expected to reach $1.26 billion by the end of the year. Pet pee pads, $1.26 billion with a B dollars.
Let's start that business today. 59 past the hour.
Gotta shoot your out down.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.